Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 26, Rustenburg and Mbombela 28 degrees. The Automobile Association predicts a slight drop in the price of petrol next month. Current data from the Central Energy Fund indicates that fuel prices will decrease by around 5 cents a litre. Diesel is, however, expected to increase by 40 cents a litre. Here's AA spokesperson Eleanor Mavimbela.
Planning for a long journey during the December-January break should begin now and should include a complete once-over of your vehicle to ensure it is ready for a long trip. In addition to keeping your vehicle in good condition, we also urge all road users to ensure their state of mind is equally ready to share the road with other road users.
The Limpopo government is urging parents to remain calm following the hospitalization of 75 learners from a primary school yesterday due to suspected food poisoning. The learners are suspected to have drunk milk and had fallen ill.
So the provincial government wants to assure the community and all stakeholders that the health and safety of learners is government's top priority. And of course, in response to this incident, the task team established by the Provincial Executive Council a month ago is actively engaged in providing support to all affected learners and their families.
That's Limpopo Premier spokesperson Tilivali Muwava. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange has fined President Cyril Ramaphosa's former advisor Thabi Leoka for misrepresenting her qualifications. This comes after she failed to prove the authenticity of her claimed PhD from the London School of Economics. She has been disqualified from holding the office of a director or officer of a company listed on the JSE for 5 years. City Power has disconnected the electricity supply to 10 businesses and large power users in Lanesia with outstanding collective debts of 60 million rand. These include a shopping centre, the Soweto Hotel in Cliptown, and two petrol stations.
We really need this money for services that we are supposed to give to the very same businesses and the residents in the Lanesia supply area. We will continue to intensify these operations to ensure that every cent that is owed to City Power, over 9 billion rands is owed to City Power. It's a debt book that we are sitting on.
That's City Power's spokesperson Isaac Mangena. And Miss South Africa Mia Le Roux has been forced to withdraw from the Miss Universe competition due to health concerns. She says making this decision has been incredibly challenging. Miss Universe will be held in Mexico City this weekend. I'm Chanel September. Net video witness hier die Automobile Association voorspel effens 'n daling in die prys van brandstof volgende maand.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Oh, not another
take. Oh, it's like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance. After